This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. It's live on a Saturday night here in what is the middle of a thunderstorm.
And it's crazy loud.
The strikes are happening relatively close, it seems. So hopefully we'll survive this episode of Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Riley.
And Chris.
If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about the Proud Boys and Antifa. Apparently coming together and not fighting for once in Portland, Oregon today. We kind of dissected that as much as we could, knowing not a whole lot about really any of the groups involved as far as what they believe. We were able to discern a little bit about it. If you want to still weigh in on it, you're certainly welcome to join us. It ended up in a discussion about, you know, what is fascism versus socialism. These are two isms I want nothing to do with.
Agreed.
I just want freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
Just have that instead of isms.
No, apparently not. Apparently we can't just have freedom because it doesn't seem like that's what people really want.
That's really sad.
Yeah, they want somebody to tell them what to do and tell them everything will be okay.
Or maybe they want to tell people what to do.
That's true, too.
Right. I mean, the Proud Boys apparently are all in favor of, keeping women in the kitchen, for instance. And there may be some women who want that role, in which case, that's fine. If that's what you guys want to do, if that's what makes you feel happy, then awesome. Go
exactly.
For it. I don't see any reason to protest that because it's a choice on both parties' part. So that doesn't get me all whipped up. Like, the fact that these guys want to go out and have themselves an event, and as we found out in the last hour, according to the leader of the Proud Boys, it was all about getting Donald Trump to acknowledge their existence. It wasn't about anything else but that.
Right.
So, I mean, it just seems like a pointless thing to do, but I guess that's what makes these people feel relevant or, to be acknowledged by the president.
Well, and when you add in Antifa, that's what really caused this. This would have been a non-story if Patriot Prayer decided to have a prayer breakfast or
right.
Whatever.
And Antifa didn't show up.
Right. There's no story.
Somebody gave a speech. Everybody went home.
Right.
You know?
No,
they didn't call
that.
They wouldn't have called out 1,000 police, according to the stories that that I've been hearing.
Right.
1,000 cops.
That's a lot of police.
So tremendous taxpayer dollars were expended to supposedly protect these groups from each other.
Yeah, and I think
streets.
Portland just does this every single time. It's a new public works project,
right?
You know, full employment of police.
According to a different story, let's change gears and get down to Miami. So all the way across the country from, looks like the Miami Herald. Federal immigration agents are beefing up efforts to apprehend undocumented immigrants in South Florida. It's part of a nationwide effort to, quote, keep communities safe. Now, didn't the Proud Boys in their list of things that you were going through, Chris, maybe I'm recalling this incorrectly, but weren't they against undocumented immigration but also against the government?
Patriot Prayer says that they wanted a pathway to citizenship for
okay.
Nonviolent immigrants.
There wasn't anything in there about building a wall, though.
No. But, you know, I don't know if they're opposed to that.
In the past few weeks, Customs and Border Patrol officials have been spotted by commuters at Greyhound bus stations across Miami-Dade and Broward counties asking riders on board or in the process of boarding a bus for proof of legal status.
Isn't that like Nazi Germany when they wanted your papers?
Absolutely.
No, they're not speaking German.
Oh.
See?
Okay.
Totally fine. Right.
Is your seat okay? Did you find the bus okay? Do you have your papers?
Well,
just asking.
Yeah, it's just asking, right? When they've got their hand on their gun and they come up to you and say something like, I'm going to have to ask to see your immigration papers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like asking, does it, when they do that? Because that's what's happening here. You know that's what's happening. They didn't come to this, they didn't come to this event without their sidearms on them. They didn't come not looking like authoritarian, police state goons. These people are trained to be intimidating. They're trained to get their way through intimidation because they don't have any right to demand papers. So they are just asking for the papers.
Yeah. Just wondering if you have them with you. For those of you on the left, I mean, Trump's numbers are getting pretty scary as far as immigration goes. By pretty scary, I mean he is approaching, Obama levels of enforcement.
Approaching Obama levels.
Yes.
And, so he hasn't exceeded Obama levels yet.
I don't know if he has yet, but it was always,
because the news media makes it sound like it's way worse.
Yeah, for the first couple years of Trump's presidency, he was definitely lagging behind Obama. And, I don't know if he's really surpassed it. Here's where libertarians are going to differ with you on the left and on the right. This whole debate about immigration and open immigration versus closed immigration or pathway to citizenship, borders are simply a necessary component of a state. There has to be borders. You have to define your state's territory,
exactly.
And therefore you're going to defend it. And I understand from a statist view this debate. You got to have it. You should be in favor of closed borders if you believe in a state, that there should be checkpoints and there should be vetting and things like that.
And that's one of the things they do agree on. The left and the right absolutely agree with most of them, with closed borders, with border checkpoints, forms to fill out and attorneys to hire and hoops to jump through in order to immigrate. There may be some on the far left who support open borders, but it certainly doesn't seem to be the majority of them.
Dig up some Obama quotes on legal immigration. We've got to know who's coming into this country. Mm-hmm. We can't have people coming here for our welfare. They have to be offering us something, Oh my God! Yeah. Huh. Just Google Obama on immigration, yep. And it's not Trump and Obama. It's George W. Bush. It's Bill Clinton. It's Jimmy Carter. They have all said the same thing.
Well, war is the health of the state, and this is a war on people.
Yeah.
So we have the war on drugs. We have the wars around the planet. We have the war on poverty. And you have a war on immigration. You have a war on so-called illegal immigration, and it's expensive.
And
the more they spend, the bigger their bureaucracy becomes, and the more power they have over people.
And that they do. And they can, pick and choose what they want to implement to support their political base. So, this one's always interesting because there for a long time, the Republicans were very much catering to the Latino vote and winning it. They did that very successfully in the 80s and in the 90s. They got the Latino vote. The Democrats learned from that, and now they're trying to steer this as, Republicans bad, orange man bad, Democrats good. And, it's just, it amazes me that whole groups of people can be played this way,
It amazes me,
Latinos,
too.
Are you sick of just being a pawn? I see you as a person.
People should stop being pawns in the hands of politicians. They get played so easily.
Yeah, and it's disgusting. I mean, these are real people with real lives who should just be free to make a living, do their best, have a beer at the end of the day.
Sure, you can make a living and have a beer at the end of the day. Just make sure you pay the government first. Make sure you, jump through all their hoops. They've got a bunch of hoops that they've put out for you to jump through if you want to come and, do those things here. Otherwise, the people who control the borders say that you better just stay home and drink beer where you're from.
Right. And never mind all the economic arguments against strong, anti-immigration policies. It's not good for America.
The argument that it hurts business, it hurts.
It does. We should be inviting people. We should have welcome centers on our borders. You can check them out. If you can find people that that are, you know, have a squeaky clean background, that's fine. But, you know, we still need people to pick lettuce.
Well, it doesn't feel welcoming when armed men demand papers from you.
It doesn't.
We're going to continue here. Your thoughts, welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Harmon, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. Godard bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GodardBags.com/FTL. That's GodardBags.com/FTL.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the show. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. And I got to apologize to everybody who's been waiting on hold over the last hour and 20 minutes. because I was doing some work in our studio in Keene this weekend, installing a new phone system, and it's the same phone system that our network studios have that we've been using there for many years, and I had a web browser pulled up to the phone interface and didn't realize I had my phone system, which is not the system we're giving out on the air, pulled up. So I've been looking the whole time. It's like, oh, yeah, nobody's calling in. Well, it turns out people were calling in. And I had no idea until I just discovered my error. So if you called earlier and if we didn't take your call, then I apologize. I didn't know you were there. In fact, Jan has been waiting on the line here very patiently, listening to KTFS in Texarkana. Jan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening. I wanted to talk to the Quaker on your panel.
Is there a Quaker in the room tonight?
Not tonight. Mark's usually in the Quaker, and he's...
Would you give him a message?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Depends on what the message is.
I just wanted to tell him I love his oatmeal. I love it. And those
chocolate
chips.
We will pass that on.
Oh, yes.
That's awesome that you waited an hour for that.
All right.
Yeah, I want to say thank you for that call, Jan. Really appreciate it.
I think if people ate more oatmeal, they would be cleaned out. And they wouldn't be FOS, and they'd be happy. Then that line of Judah and those Antifa, they wouldn't be fighting because they wouldn't be all constipated.
The more I listened to that,
it just came to me. And,
best
you know,
call of the night.
A lot
Thank
of those
you,
people,
Jan.
Well, I wanted to say a lot of those people in Oregon, because I think Oregonians are pretty nice. And from what I've heard.
We do have an Oregonian in the studio.
Yes, I am from Oregon, so
thank you. And I think they're good people up there. And it's kind of virgin country, you know, in West. West means cowboy, you know. That's what it means
cowboys.
To me. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that those people are coming in from the outside causing trouble. I really do. I think they're coming from the outside.
When you think about cowboys in the traditional West, you pretty much have to look to the eastern half of Oregon. And on the West Coast, the far left side of Oregon, it's much similar. It's like California. You know, you have the big cities, they're all along the coastline, and then interior, it's just farmers and stuff like that. Oregon's much the same way, so is Washington. Washington's Seattle, and then
everything else.
Yeah.
Jan, thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it as we go to, back to Michigan, where Art is on the line. Hello, Art.
Good evening. I wanted to follow up a little bit about Prisoners for Liberty.
All right, sure.
We're trying to unite prisoners across the United States on the importance of educating other prisoners about the Libertarian Party. Because this is a way that we can make a difference. And because people that are incarcerated, they know how corrupt the system is. They know how corrupt the government is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that people on the outside as well realize that they can get involved as well, but simply just by supporting the Libertarian Party, because they're totally opposed to the corruption that's in the government. They're totally opposed to mass incarceration and many of the other things that the government's doing that's really against the freedom and our liberty.
Art, can you tell me a little bit about Michigan? Does it have does it allow felons to vote?
Yes, it does. So once you're on the outside.
Once you get on the outside...
Majority of the states do. There's only a handful that don't allow felons to vote.
Is that there's somebody yelling in the background? I'm just curious.
Yeah, we get prisoners all around the
place. Yeah, it's pretty typical for jail. It's actually quieter than I expected it to be. It actually sounds so muffled, it almost sounded like it might have been coming from some other, you know, sound element on the board. So I just wanted to make sure. Because normally, like, if somebody calls from a prison, there's almost always shouting in the background, and it's, like, really, you know, really loud. It's not necessarily a bad thing. I just was curious.
It isn't so bad.
So Prisoners for Liberty, you know, how do people out there get in touch? Because... You guys do you have a website? I mean, how do you do this from the inside?
Yeah, we've got there's a Facebook website on that as mm-hmm. well. We started a GoFundMe.com account as well. But they can go to the Facebook Prisoners for Liberty and they can get some more information about us. And of course, they can contact Bradley that just gave his information. They can contact me as well. They can go right on JPay. If they have any questions, they can actually.
What is JPay? What is JPay?
JPay is a way we can email back and forth from prisoners can email to people on the outside.
And so is some of this information on the Prisoners for Liberty Facebook page?
Yes, we have some of that on there for
okay,
sure.
Okay, great.
But, of course, simply they just Google jpay.com, and then they type in either Bradley's number or my number, 274-237, and they can actually email us something. And,
that's amazing.
Basically, I can call them. And
do you guys have to pay, like, per word on the email system? I think that's how the federal email system works.
It's like 20 cents. Basically, it's 20 cents for me to send a 5 or 10 page email.
So oh, that's not bad.
It's pretty reasonable.
That's not bad. Hey,
phone calls are about $3 in Michigan.
Art, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Good luck with the Prisoners for Liberty. Okay. Appreciate that. We've got some great listeners in jail because they don't have anything else to do.
And JPay, of course, brought to you by Securus.
Oh, boy.
We have that name.
One of the two largest prison phone service manufacturing or whatever companies you want to call them that just basically exist to fleece prisoners and their loved ones from as much money as they can possibly get. Let's go to Wayne. He's listening in Aberdeen, Washington, listening to KBKW. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind tonight, Wayne?
I wanted to speak briefly about fascist or fascism.
Yeah, please.
The term fascist comes from the word stick. I guess that's Italian or whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, the fascies, a group of bundled sticks, was one of their symbols.
Right. Yeah, but basically it referred to the club. And it was the Mussolini's version of the brown shirt. That went out with their sticks and beat up anybody that opposed their political point of view.
And
that's exactly what so-called anti-fascist is doing. Antifa is doing is going around beating up so they're actually the fascists.
So you're saying that Antifa has embraced the methods of the fascists and have basically...
Yes, they are fascists and calling themselves anti-fascists.
And the
news media is calling them a group of anti-fascists known as Antifa.
Hmm. You're saying they have become what they supposedly hate.
It's not that they have become. They have been all along.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and if you look at, whole segments, whole industries controlled by government, which from an economic point of view was a cornerstone of
that's socialism.
Of the thought of fascism.
Wait, industries controlled by government?
Yes.
Is that different from being owned by government?
No, fascists didn't own the means of production. They didn't own industries.
The government
just told them everything to do.
I see.
And you can see that under Republicans and Democrats. Mm-hmm. You see it just as much under Democrat administrations as you do Republicans.
Wayne, good call. Thanks for sharing that tonight. I definitely appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to continue here. And if you're on the line, we're getting to you. And now that our phone system is actually in front of me, so I know who's there and we can actually take your calls. Our toll-free number. So again, if you called in our first hour and you were disappointed because you just sat on hold and I don't know how many of you there were, you're certainly welcome to call now and share your thoughts on what we were discussing then or what we're discussing now, which is immigration restrictions and people being demanded to show ID. Oh, no, they're just being asked. It's okay, they're just being asked by men with guns in Miami. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least four people have been arrested in Portland, Oregon, during demonstrations by right-wing groups and anti-fascist protesters. Police say at least one person was injured at the scene and was taken to the hospital. The right-wing rally was organized by the Proud Boys. The right was assembled on one side of the river and the left was gathered on the other. The bridge between was closed. More than 24 different law enforcement agencies are in the city trying to keep the two groups apart. KXL reporter Jacob Dean says hundreds gathered in the downtown area.
Police appear to be doing a pretty good job of keeping things civil. They're trying to keep the roads open, but again, we can confirm we've seen a couple of violent confrontations. At least one person was taken away in an ambulance. One person pepper sprayed.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Now with access to our phones. Well, we had the access before. I just didn't have the right screen in front of me, so I had no idea anyone was actually there. Whoops. Yeah, well, here we are, and, you know, sometimes mistakes happen, and usually it's my fault. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Riley.
And Chris.
Hey, I want you to know about local.bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods. PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, meeting up in person with cash. Some of these methods are higher risk than others, so do keep that in mind. You need to do your due diligence before you get in there and start selling pretty seriously. But, you know, if you're using some of the safer methods, you're probably pretty good to go. There are no requirements, by the way, as far as identification to sign up for an account over at local.bitcoin.com. And all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So on, you know, the plus side, you get a lot of privacy out of local.bitcoin.com. On the downside, privacy does tend to attract people who are trying to take advantage of other people. That said, there are other sites that don't have the same privacy provisions that still attract, you know, people that are trying to take advantage. So you just got to be aware and be cautious out there with the way you're accepting payments. In a lot of cases, if you're the buyer, you're at less risk. You know, like if you buy on PayPal, for instance, PayPal doesn't like it when you use them for Bitcoin. But as long as they don't know, then they're probably not going to cause any issue with it. And if you're buying from a seller like our co-host Aria or Pope Nobody, then you'll be buying from somebody that, you know, has a reputation. If you're buying from somebody with a reputation, you're pretty much good to go. You don't have to worry about anything happening in those cases. Local.bitcoin.com. Get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash on that system as we go to more of your calls and thoughts. And then more on the bureaucrats down in Miami from Customs. CBP bureaucrats have been harassing Greyhound riders. And this is something that Greyhound has actually been warning their riders about. We covered this a few months ago on Free Talk Live, that Greyhound had been purchasing, well, I mean, using their own property in many cases, but advertising at their bus stations with, like, you know, large bus station size ads explaining people's rights and letting their passengers know in multiple languages, apparently, you know, how to exercise their rights if they're confronted by these bureaucrats. So we can tell you more about what's been going on. But first, Wes is on the line listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Go ahead, Wes.
Hey, bud. How you doing?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, just something I want to let you guys know. I'm a Proud Boy pledge myself. And
oh, really?
All the rumors you've been hearing, yes, sir. All the rumors you hear on the news about them being a white supremacist group is a load of malarkey.
Okay. That's what it says on their front page, is that they are all pro all races.
Yeah, they are. They're the big thing there about the Proud Boys is it's an idea to get men to be men instead of being these little beta boys lately.
Well, why didn't they call themselves Proud Men?
Well, that's a good question. For me, I find it, you know, the issue is not with the name of it. It's, for myself, it's more about being a stronger, more of an alpha male, I'm not trying to be too over the top, but, you know, at the same time, people better start growing a pair, so to speak.
There have been lots of speakers that have come out and said, you know, men need to take charge. I mean, there was a black movement several years ago that was promoting this.
Yeah.
You know, men need to be the leaders of their families like they had been in the past.
Right. It's becoming a bit of a problem. And even for me, I spent 16 years in the military. And, you know, with all the craziness that's going on right now, and I used to be a hardcore liberal. When I was in college and what have you, I went to School of the Arts in North Carolina. I graduated from Chapel Hill, very liberal college as well, but it took the military for me to wake up to be a man. And, when I went into the military, I went in to do combat photography and ended up coming out. I was pararescue in the Air Force. And, so I did some real high risk rescue operations, for many years there. And that's basically what really changed my mindset a bit. And
so what does it mean to be a Proud Boy?
Really, I mean, everything that you've read, right now I've just kind of pledged right now, and it takes a while to get in with these guys.
Really? What's that process like? How does that work?
It's a bit tough. I mean, you have to stay in contact with them. Pardon?
Is it like secretive, like the Masons, or is it kind of, could you talk about it?
Nothing like that. It's almost like... It's almost like being in a bike club, but it's not a bike club. If you're really to read the bylaws in what the Proud Boys are about and really read it in detail, you'll get a better understanding because it's quite extensive. But the big push there is to
take me through the process here. So, you know, did you reach out to a local Proud Boys group and say you were interested in joining, and they said, "All right, well, read our bylaws and then fill out a form"? I mean, what's this? You know, how does it happen?
Well,
do you have to change a tire in front of them? I mean, you know.
Well, it's not even that simple. You actually have to go to their main website and fill out an application, and you have to really get down into the nitty-gritty of why you want to join. You know, it's for me.
Do you think they're trying to filter out potential infiltrators with that? I mean, with this process?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially like with Antifa. Most of these cats that are running around screaming and calling other people fascist and this, that, and the other. Like I said, I've been a leftist most of my life.
Yeah.
But it was under Barack Obama, and I voted for Obama twice, and I regret every minute of it. And the bad thing there is that it was Obama that really started pushing the isms around in our country, and I've seen it firsthand. A lot of people don't get really truly what's going on right now, and I hate to say it, there communism is being pushed in our country hardcore now, and it's partly why I decided to join the Proud Boys myself, was because I've seen what they were doing with their political activism.
Are they far right? Is that's how they're being described? Is it far right?
That's what everything with the news media, and I work in the entertainment business myself. I work in the film and TV business, and the bad thing is that this is a narrative that's being pushed by the media, and by the politicians. This is basically, essentially, what the media and the politicians are doing are what the extremists do in other countries. I've been to other countries that are under, you know, fascist rule or communist rule or whatever, trying to, you know, save people from these types of tyrannical governments before. And you know, Americans, I hate to say it, a lot of Americans that sit there and preach this nonsense to the people have never even been to a communist country. They've never been to a fascist country. They've never experienced.
You mean the pro-socialist people? They haven't gone to you know, former Soviet Russia. They didn't live there, and they don't live in Venezuela, right? So they're just talking out of ignorance, basically.
So are the Proud Boys supporters are the Proud Boys supporters of statism?
Not really.
Do you believe there should
the
be a strong U.S. government?
Now here's the deal. Here's what my understanding about, you know, left versus right. You know, at the extreme left, you have anarchy, and at extreme right, you have anarchy, and in the dead center between the two left and right, you have totalitarianism, where it's hardcore government.
Strange. And, yeah, I don't know what that even means, but okay, keep going.
well, basically, you're going, if you're an anarchist, you don't believe in any government at all. If
totalitarianism,
you know, and it's just kind of like going hand in hand with everything we do here in this country. There's a lot of things that we do here now that is socialism and pushes on the border. Borderlines of communism, in my opinion.
Wes, but, if you can hang on, I want you to stick with us because, you know, we've got he's not a Proud Boy yet, but he's a Proud Boy applicant.
There we go.
And that's the best we've done so far. So we're going to stick with Wes here. If you've got a question, you're welcome to call in. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. What does the Proud Boy actually stand for? Hopefully we can find out. Coming up here, Free Talk Live.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey, Bugsy, hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Saturday edition of the show. You dial toll-free if you want to join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking with somebody who says he's applying right now to become one of the Proud Boys. Apparently there's a bit of a process involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get back to Wes in Myrtle Beach in just a moment. But with you in the studio, it's Ian.
Riley.
And Chris.
I want to make sure you know about My Magic Mud. Whatever your beliefs are, you still got to take care of your teeth. And My Magic Mud is a great black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay that's clinically proven to whiten teeth. And it's available now at many health food stores, including Sprouts and CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. But why bother leaving the house or the office when you can just order it from MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL20. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL20, to get My Magic Mud. Their original tooth powder is what they built the business on, but they've also expanded out to add toothpaste products and even mouthwash and more. So get on over there and get 20% off at MyMagicMud.com, code FTL20. So we go back to Wes in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, listening to WRNN. Now, Wes, you say you're applying to become one of the Proud Boys. And so, of course, you know, we've been trying to kind of figure out what exactly they stand for. And, Chris, you'd asked a question in the last segment, but you felt like you didn't really get a clear answer. Do you want to try asking that again?
Yeah, he was making clear that they are not in favor of isms. And one of the isms that we talk a lot about is statism, the belief that government can do a better job than you can of running your life. And it's really a question about Proud Boys. Are they supporters of statism? And as an auxiliary to that, I mean, this idea of statism, of nationalism, does really get you back into fascist territory.
Are Proud Boys nationalists? I guess that's a question that we can ask.
Yes, absolutely. What is the United States a nationalist country? I mean, that's what we were founded upon.
Well, that doesn't mean it's a good idea. I mean, all countries, a lot of them have nationalism.
And I would beg to differ on how we were founded.
I
would say they believe more in limited government, not so much as a, you know, less government is better. You don't want to have too much rule over you, you know.
Okay.
I learned that firsthand being a business owner myself when Obama was in office, of how much when they really started really putting the grips on everything, actually started getting. I own a logistics company, and at one time before Obama made it in office, I had over 300 tractors on the road. I've got 3 on the road now. And I've just now managed to get my business back online because, fortunately, Trump, when he took over as president, he started deregulating a lot of things, and that deregulation put me back into business.
Good. So you don't deal with anything made overseas?
No, sir, not at all. I mean, unless I pick it up at a seaport or something like that, but I don't drive a tractor myself.
Gotcha. So that could definitely...
I do have truck drivers that work for me, and... But the big thing is for me is, as a business owner in this country, I move some of the biggest stuff in this country to get your hands on. I move high commodity items like steel, concrete, you know, the big stuff that makes, if we're not building big projects, we're in trouble. And,
So would you support then? Let me see if I just can, you know, just trying to understand where you come from. And again, just to be clear, you don't speak for the Proud Boys. You are not technically a member of the Proud Boys. You're applying to become one, but just trying to understand what your understanding is of them and or what you believe on this. So you said you're in favor of a smaller government. So should we go ahead and abolish the entire federal government and just have 50 state governments?
I would say not.
No.
You know, on that level.
What is it that you think that
there's a lot of bad people on this planet? Well, see, the thing is that there's a lot of bad people on this planet, and you're not gonna pick them out with a love gun for sure.
Yeah, you know? But as you saw under Obama, when you have a national government, it's you got a 50-50 shot any given year that you're going to get a Democrat in who's going to be, you know, the antithesis of what you believe, and that guy's going to have absolute power for 4 or 8 years. Why would you risk that? Why can't you just elect your governor every 2 years, and that's all the further you have to worry?
Yeah, what's the benefit of a federal government to you?
You know, especially dealing with things on a global scale, you have to have it. I mean,
what does that mean? Dealing with what things?
What things are we dealing with on a global scale that concern you?
Well, we're a global community, but I don't believe in a globalist government either. You know.
Okay, so global government too big for you, but federal government not too. You know, you like the federal government idea,
right?
Yeah, the problem we have right now is we have too many criminals working in our government. Most people don't even realize that majority of the politicians that are in our government are former lawyers that lost their law licenses for something stupid they did.
And, well, I don't know if they've lost their law licenses. A lot of them are current lawyers. Many of them are actual attorneys who are using the governmental process of creating laws to give themselves and their buddies more business.
Right.
The more laws they create, the more business attorneys get.
Real estate developers. There's all kinds of
people.
So, I mean, so you're acknowledging that there's a bunch of crooks in the federal government, but yet you want to keep that organization around? Well, just doesn't make sense.
Well, we have to have it. I mean,
why do we have to?
Because we've always had it. Is that why?
You're right on that level. But if we have something like an international incident, say like with China, for instance, we're going to have a whole bunch of butting heads of governors trying to figure out what to do. I mean,
I think people would butt heads for about 10 minutes. More to the point, we probably wouldn't get into so many incidents without a national government leading us into those types of incidents.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. I mean, we've seen the federal government basically gin up conflicts all around the planet, whether it be Democrats or Republicans who are in charge. I mean, you were in the military. I mean, how much of that was really necessary?
Oh, I agree. A lot of what we go to war for is not because of human rights. It's all because of resources and money, you know. There's a common saying in the military about what war is about. What God is stands for guns, oil, and drugs. And that's the industry in which, unfortunately, if you were to look back in history, like with this start of World War One, you end up finding out that a lot of people, a lot of really, really rich people figured out that war was very profitable.
And, war is a racket.
Yeah, that's what Smedley Butler wrote about. Hey, Wes, thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us tonight. I really appreciate the discussion, and good luck to you out there. I appreciate your call. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Maybe he'll get into the Proud Boys, and then he can tell us more about what it's like on the inside.
Yeah.
Not sworn to secrecy. I don't know what that squeaky noise is.
Yeah, I hear that, too. I'm not sure Wes... I don't know if he knows where Wes wants to go. He's been to the website. He likes what it says. He's tried to describe it. I guess that's their vetting project, just to get people to answer an essay question or, mm-hmm. or something. And
what, are you on the application form or something?
No, I haven't gone there yet.
Oh, okay.
But from what he described, I mean, like I said, is this if you're considered an organization against isms, communism, socialism, then you should really consider why you're supporting statism. That is the biggest...
Many people don't even realize they are, right? Like, he sort of had this conflicting belief system where saw the value in a small government, but, whoa, we can't make it that small.
We gotta have it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, because remember, Chris, the Proud Boys are all about the West. It does say here on the front page of their website at ProudBoysUSA.com, to join Proud Boys, you must be a man, and you must love the West. And I think they've got the idea of the West all rolled right up into America.
Exactly.
It seems like, at least.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's a narrow view. You can't disregard every contribution that other societies have brought forward. You can choose to ignore them. You know, there's a lot of... A lot of stuff, and I talked to Will a lot about this. There's a lot of things in Islamic teaching that I don't think are things I would teach my son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't.
Will Coley, former co-host,
yeah,
and imam.
But I couldn't say that everything Islam says is not is it's all bad. Mm-hmm. In the end,
there's some good in Christianity. There's some good in Islam. There's some good in a lot of religions and a lot of confusion and a lot of not so good
stuff
as well. But there's not a lot of good in government at all.
It's just a major plantation owner that wants to whip and rob you.
Right, because anything they offer to you or anything they do that appears good was always, funded by the threat of violence.
Yep.
And so anytime you're planting those seeds, even if you reap something good on occasion, it's still not worth what you've done to get there. We're coming up here. Hour number three is next. You can join us at 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.